cause it's never been beat. And we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around.
Sunny 102.3. Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your hosts, Rick Hale and Joe Dionne.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh. Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
Hey, we're starting the second hour, and thank you for staying with us. Okay, Craig, before we get to trout, I want to ask you, because you have definitely caught more sheephead than I have, in the Indy and the coastal anyway. What do you use as a hook? Do you use a small jig head? Do you use a certain type of hook? What do you use?
Yeah, I usually use a Carolina rig with a number one-aught bait hook on it.
One-aught.
Yeah, and I have used the new concept no-brainer, the small one.
Small one, yeah.
So that's pretty much the only two things I've ever used. But okay. Mostly I use a Carolina rig with a small hook.
Now, Keith makes a great jig, and it basically is something that Vic Tyson showed me one time, and he uses the small jig with the small hook.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people talk about using the mosquito hooks. Have you, either one of y'all ever used a mosquito hook?
No.
Now, it seems to me.
I just hold my arm out and catch them.
They just jump on Trina.
Howdy, Molly Mo.
I'm sorry.
I have not used
mosquito hooks.
Mosquito hook. Wow.
I didn't know what they were. I didn't know where to go there.
Oh, you didn't know where
to go. Is it the little teeny tiny wire like?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, we have a lot of people come there and buy those, sheephead fishing. And
I try to use a thick hook.
I think yeah. I've heard people talk about, I don't think I heard them call them mosquito hooks, but the theory was that that little tiny skinny hook could get between the harder plates right. and embed mm-hmm. itself into that fish and give you a better opportunity of actually hooking something in the fish that's not rock.
And you'll have better luck with it if you spray like a little bit off onto the hook first before you fish. On a mosquito hook, you'll be all right.
I started that, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
You can just pop me over the head later.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Joe, I'm sorry. I tried to get an intelligent conversation going.
Derailed.
Derailed.
But, that's not good.
Take two.
I was going to ask, you actually answered my next question. Why do people like using the smaller hooks and so on? And it's to get.
I think to get in between the little soft spots. There's not right. a lot of soft spots in a sheephead's mouth.
No. Right, you take that and...
There's plenty of sheephead I've caught where I get them up and give them in the net. As soon as I give them in the net...
They're off.
They're gone.
They're off that hook. It's like if you left any pressure off of that, they're going to be gone because that hook is not going to their mouth. It's not embedding itself.
That's the reason why I think I was such a great sheephead fisherman because the pressure stayed up on them all the way
yeah.
up the pier.
Right.
And I always keep pressure on them.
Compared to the thicker hook, like the ones that some of these people make, it's a big, thick hook.
I think
keep it from bending and keep it from breaking off because that can be a problem
right.
with those fish.
Mm-hmm.
But a big thick hook can also have a very sharp point that will accomplish the same mission.
I sharpen all my hooks before I go sheephead fishing.
Because right. They're not sharp enough out of the package?
No. You never know.
Never know.
I don't trust them. I sharpen them.
I can
I pretty much have gotten to where anytime I go in fishing, I sharpen my hooks.
Craig, really? If you take the end of your finger and poke it onto that sharp point, if it bleeds, it works.
Okay, we got Rob on line one, and him and Craig can talk about this.
Right. I caught second place sheephead at El Chipo on the new concept lure.
Okay. Hey, Rob, go ahead.
Mini no-brainer.
How you doing?
Hey, Rob.
I'm doing great. Trina, I know that you're not the tournament chairman or chairperson.
Chairperson?
Correct.
Yeah. but I've got going to donate a $50 gift certificate for the largest sheephead caught on New Concept Lures product. And if it is the tournament winning fish, I'll make it $250.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to use a mini no-brainer in that tournament.
Yeah, there's several of y'all. Yep. A lot of the cousins use.
Yeah, a lot of the cousins use that mini no-brainer.
What we need to do, Rob, is make sure that it's the anglers know to make it aware to manage that at the weigh-in table.
Right.
I could see it getting lost. The anglers really, we need to emphasize that they need to let us know or let you know that this fish and have photographic evidence that this fish was caught on the no-brainer.
I'm glad you said that. Photographic.
Well, for me to manage that at the table or, at the tournament and remember that with however many fish we have coming in would be, I can't promise that I could do you justice. So I need you to put that burden on the angler.
Huh? Yes,
they always just
definitely.
Ask me when I weigh in, did you catch this on a special hook? And I said, and the year before last, I used a mini no-brainer. I said, yeah, I called a mini no-brainer.
So they were asking?
Yeah. And then, they've asked me every year. Last year, I didn't use the mini no-brainer.
Okay. So mini no-brainer only, right, Rob?
Well, it can be a New Concept Lures product. The mini no-brainer is what's working.
It's just a no-brainer.
It works good on sheephead.
Yeah,
it does.
Chip said he couldn't catch sheephead until he started using the mini no-brainer. He likes the one-off.
What size hook is it on your mini no-brainer?
It's a VMC hook, and
that's a high quality hook. They call it a what?
A number one.
Okay. People, what point Rob was trying to make, a number one in Eagle Claw and a number one in BMC and a number one in Mustad can all be different sizes.
Right.
Yes, they can.
It is the same size as a one-aught Eagle Claw. So since the rest of mine are all Eagle Claw hooks, I just put it down as being a one-aught in lieu of a number one.
Gotcha.
To avoid confusion, it only confuses things when I have my people up in Illinois cast them for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, about confusing people with hooks. People don't understand that the aughts, the higher the number, the bigger the hook.
Right.
Without the aught, the lower the number, the bigger the hook.
It's
confusing.
It must be a government thing, because if it made sense, it can't be right.
That's right.
Speaking of hooks and sizes, Gamakatsu makes two different 4-aught wideband hooks, and they are nowhere near the same size.
Gamakatsu?
Yeah, they're small. They're usually smaller, if I'm remember correctly, then altogether.
Very high quality hook.
Very high quality. Very. BMC and Gamakatsu are two of the best. I like Daiichi.
Daiichi's another high quality hook.
Right.
Yeah. Craig, when you get ready for your Premier Trout Tournament, let me know. I'll donate to that.
Oh, thank you, sir. All right.
But my idea of a hook is anything that catches a tournament fish for me or catches a fish for me is a high-quality hook for me.
That is true. I've caught a lot of fish on New Concept Lure stuff.
Then, people, New Concept Lures, if you catch the winning fish at the El Chipo, you're going to get how much, Rob?
$250 if it's the tournament winning fish.
Tournament winning fish, correct.
If it's the largest fish caught on New Concept lures, then it's $50.
Okay. And that's a gift certificate, right?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
I'm sorry. Yes. What?
I still got to come check out your stock.
Yes.
Like yeah, that. You do.
I know. I keep getting invited, and I keep neglecting this.
So much stuff to look at in there. It's crazy.
Yeah. Craig and Jeff just go crazy when they come over here. It's like,
wow.
Like two kids in a candy store.
I can understand that.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, Rob, thank you very much. And
you're quite welcome. Thank you. And let's get it warmed up around here.
Yeah, I know.
I agree with you completely.
Nice. But thank God, people, we were not in Chicago.
Oh, man.
Minnesota, anywhere around there.
I got a son in Minnesota and a daughter in Chicago. So, you know, they can have that crap.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They say yes, they can. Yeah, what was it, the river or one of the lakes actually has...
The river froze, the Chicago River.
Yeah, I mean, it was like it was over the banks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Right.
When you take a cup of hot boiling coffee and throw it out of your cup into the midair, and it just turns to free ice, that's cold. That's cold, buddy.
Right.
Instant freeze.
Y'all have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. Yeah, I tell you what, I could not imagine living up there. They found a FedEx
driver
mm-hmm. frozen in between the trucks. They don't know if he slipped and fell or he was loading up the trucks. What happened?
Well, Chicago, they were actually taking people at gunpoint, putting guns to them and stealing their jackets and leaving them without a coat at gunpoint.
That's cold.
That's tacky, man. That's tacky.
Yeah, that's pretty.
That's cold on many different levels.
Mm-hmm. That's very cold.
Okay, Craig, you're getting ready to have your third tournament?
Yeah.
Okay. You had two, then you skipped a year to change the date.
I had the first one, then I skipped like a year and a half till right. I had the second one, just so I can move it to spring.
All right. So okay.
It's been right out a year since we had the last one.
Now, your date is?
March 23rd.
Boy, I've had a hard time with that one. I know you were telling me the other day when you called in, I gave about 9 dates, and you said all of them were wrong.
It's roughly about 6 weeks away.
Friday night, March the 22nd, is the captain's meeting at 6 o'clock, and that's going to be where?
At Strike Zone, right there at the Blackfly restaurant.
Right there. Now, Blackfly, have they gone to a seafood menu? Is that what they've done?
They have been.
They've always had seafood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's kind of
you can get a hamburger
maybe
there too.
A Caribbean flavor a little bit.
Yeah there's what there's I'm thinking of.
Yeah, but it's
they had some great black beans and rice.
They got a Caribbean mahi. Oh my God, this is so good.
Right,
and they got really cold beer.
And real cold beer.
Real cold beer. Yes, they do.
Okay, now your weigh-in is going to be at Palms Fish Camp.
Yeah, and restaurant.
And restaurant, correct.
On Clapper Creek.
And Clapper Creek, and it's 6359 Hexer Drive.
Yep.
Okay. Now, is there a certain point you have to leave from, or can you just radio in, or do you check the boats out? What happens?
There's no checkout because you can use any bait you want to.
That's very good.
So you can launch wherever you want to. Just if you want to weigh in, you have to be back at there to weigh in your fish at the Palms by 4 p.m.
Okay. Trina, is there any checkout in yours?
There is a checkout. You can check out on VHF 78, or we'll provide two phone numbers at the captain's meeting to check out, and they'll be printed on the back of your numbers.
Okay, and then also, real quick before we go off the air, guys, have the courtesy to call back in after the end of the day so they know that everybody's in safely.
Please.
Okay. All right, Joe.
904-296-2692, Gone Fishing Show. Listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show on Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville. Website's GoneFishingShow.com. Stop by that website, hook up with us on live streaming. You can download the app for your phone as well. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745. Florida Fab Works. If it's broke, we can weld it. If it's real broke, then we'll just fabricate you a new one. Welding takes years to master. At Florida Fab Works, they've been welding and fabricating for over two decades now. They weld anodized aluminum and stainless steel. Take a good close look at the T-top, the pulling platforms, the grab rails, and the leaning post on your vessel. If they need attention, give Florida Fab Works a call today. All new customers get 10% off any welding or fabrication. Florida Fab Works. Call 639-0365. That's 639-0365. Online at floridafabworks.com.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
No matter how well maintained your boat is, things can still happen. Props get sheared off, water pumps fail, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing on water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. The average tow is around $700. Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. Or give them a call at 249-4422. That's 249-4422.
Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com.
Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason. Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
Looking for a great day of fishing? Or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located on Mayport Road, just one block north of Levy, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, let's go over this again because it was at the end and when the music was playing. The captain's meeting is on the 22nd of March.
22nd. Which
is at 6 o'clock. That's a Friday.
Yeah.
And it's held in the parking lot or the area around Strike Zone and the Black Creek Black Fly restaurant.
It's a good time. Black Fly will donate a few things. I do a little raffle there. Free raffle that night.
Okay.
And
okay. Then the weigh-in is on Saturday, March 23rd at 4 p.m. Is that a deadline, 4 p.m.?
4 p.m., yeah. That's a deadline.
That's a deadline.
Yeah. Now, if I give everybody a boat number on a piece of paper, and if they're running to the ramp and we see that they're holding up that paper, we'll honor that.
They have to be at least at the boat ramp.
Within eyesight.
Within eyesight by 4 o'clock.
And been acknowledged by the dock master.
Now, should somebody have a personal emergency and so on, they can get refunds up to one day before the event. Is that correct also?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So that is your people. That's the knowledge you need to know for the captain's meeting and the weigh-in times. Okay. All right. Now, last year, I think this is last year's results. Okay, on line one, we have Renee, which gives me a time to get my act together. Hey, Renee.
Yeah, that's a long phone call.
That's the wrong phone call.
Is that wrong phone call?
Hello.
No, long.
No, there we go.
Hello.
That's not Renee.
I'm here, Renee.
Oh, it is. Is this Renee?
Yes, Renee.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm calling to find out. My brother retired from the Navy about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I want to see. I'm thinking of taking him to Amelia Island fishing pier up there. What can I expect?
Ooh, gosh, I haven't been to Amelia Island in a long time. That's that one runs along the jetties.
Yeah. It can't be much different than ours. Mm-hmm. I would expect to find some sheets in there.
Last I heard, that pier was closed.
Was it really?
That's what I heard also, but I don't know that for a fact.
It's a closed-up highway that they use for fishing.
I guess Nassau.
Oh, no, you're talking about Nassau Sound.
Well, there's a
Sound.
Is that where that new bait
and tackle
is?
That's where our new bait and tackle shop, on the line bait and tackle.
Okay.
Yeah. That's Nassau Sound, and as a matter of fact, I have no reports out of the sound right now, my friend.
I heard they were catching trout and redfish.
Yeah, probably some black drum if you're talking on the incoming tide, black drum will come in. You're always going to get your sharks, your skates.
But there's a new owner.
Whiting.
Yeah, there's a new owner, though, of the bait and tackle.
Bait and tackle, that's Denise.
Denise, and she's just now getting it started. Joe, what days was she closing?
She's open on Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Closed on Tuesdays.
Tuesday's the only day of the week she's closed.
The bait shop now, not the fishing bridge.
Right. The bridge is open 24/7.
Right.
Okay. I'm headed up that way Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday, the bait shop will be closed on Tuesday.
I'll look around. I'll see what I can find there.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay, the big trout in the boat division last year, was that Justin Polk and Skip Swain?
Yes, it was.
Okay, and their largest fish, now, is it a one fish for the open division?
For the open division, we have largest fish, and then we have an aggregate of three trout.
Right.
So
now,
two different divisions.
Two different divisions, right. Okay, so Justin Polk and Skip Swain.
Skip Swain.
Their largest fish was 4.77.
Yes, it was.
Okay, Craig, what is a big trout? What's
a big trout?
Yeah, 20-inch, 22. What do they weigh?
A 20-inch trout is probably going to weigh around 3 pounds.
Okay.
Okay.
So this one here must have been 24 inches. To
I'm
26
thinking
inches.
From my memory, it was around 24 inches.
You're right. Okay.
Yeah, it was.
So that's a pretty nice fish there.
Actually, I'm kind of thinking it was like a 23, but it was like really fat.
Okay.
Because this trout can get really fat.
Yes, they can this time of year.
Know, yeah.
Okay.
And especially if they're holding roe that time of year.
All right. Brian Dutcher and Eddie Cabler.
Yeah, they came in second.
Came in second place.
Yeah, the 4.2.
4.21, correct. And then third place was Spencer
Fox and Alan Cox.
That's a fox and a cox. Yep. Okay. 3.82 was their largest trout.
Yep.
Okay.
And then bringing up the rear was Ronnie Walls of Coastal Floors and Canoe La Master with a 3.38. Top five. I pay out four places.
Okay. Now, in the aggregate boat division, you had Alex Buchanan and Scott O'Brien, 10.77. That had to be two big, gigantic trout.
Three trout.
Oh, I'm sorry. That makes more sense. Okay. All right. Three trout. All right. So there was about an average of a little over 3.5 pounds, roughly 3.5 pounds of trout.
Right. It seemed like they had two bigger trout and one small trout.
Okay.
So the two bigger trout were pretty good size.
Then Matt Davis and Nathan Morgan, they came in second in aggregate with 8.61.
8.61.
Cal Chappell and Chris Trueblood came in third with 8.44.
Right.
So you paid the top three, right?
Nope, top four.
Top four. I'm sorry. What's that?
Fourth was Matt Lewis, and I forget his partner's name. They had a 6.8 pound bag.
Okay.
And then we had a junior division, and Brody Andrews had a 1.41, and second was Brian Dutcher's son Cody with a 1.21.
Now, are you going to keep the kayak division divided among women and men, or is it going to be just one division?
No, I'm doing a ladies division again.
Okay.
The prizes for the ladies are a little smaller, but they're also eligible to win the open kayak.
Too. Why?
Why what?
Why what?
Is there a difference?
Well, they're also in the open division.
Okay,
they could win the first place in the big one. But this is just like added for being a lady.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I didn't see a kayak division for men.
The first contest, Rick's friend, Terry, placed in it.
Yes, she did.
That was in 2016.
She has that plaque proudly presented the minute you walk in the door.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And St. Augustine Paddle Sports basically sponsors the trophies for the kayaks. So he wanted nice trophies for those ladies, is what he said. So we got nice trophies this year.
Okay.
So what are you looking at now?
I see Elizabeth won it last year.
Right.
And the ladies' division, was there a men's division?
Yeah, the men's division was won by Sean Belts with a 22¾-inch trout.
I must have missed that.
And then Will Neiman.
Oh, there it is. I'm sorry. I didn't find it. Yeah, you had you had eight people that weighed in trout.
Yeah,
the kayaks.
In the kayaks.
That's great.
Sure did.
Okay.
And we paid three places there.
So Will Neiman.
Will Neiman.
And Jim Miller.
Jim Miller. Miller.
Will Neiman's the writer for us, and Jim Miller is
Aldi.
Didn't Will just do a seminar?
Seminar down at, yeah. He's the lead guide at St. Augustine Paddle Sports.
Okay. Jim Miller is the one we've had on the show here a few times.
Jim Miller's been around for quite a while in the kayaking world.
Right. So that's a pretty good. All right. So
yeah, there's a lot of trout. There was like 86 trout caught last year that were turned in.
Right.
There was more caught, I'm sure. And we only had two dead trout from the entire tournament.
Is there a penalty? Is there a penalty for
dead
trout?
Yeah, there's a penalty.
What is it?
Like 1 pound penalty.
Okay.
So that's pretty stiff.
That's stiff.
Yeah.
Yeah, the average is about a 1/2 pound penalty. I forgot what
I've seen one in a lot of tournaments. It's a strong encouragement to keep your fish alive. Right.
Yeah, Chip Davis and the flounder pounder. What's his penalty?
This is a pound.
It's only a pound?
I thought it was heavier.
I thought it was more,
too.
I thought it was a pretty aggressive penalty.
I know it's
two or three pounds.
They don't give me dead fish.
I've seen some tournaments where it's only like 1/10 of a pound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, JoJo.
904-296-2692. Listener to the Gone Fishing Radio Show in Jacksonville, Florida on Sunny 102.3 FM. The website is gonefishingshow.com. 296-2692. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Y'all hold tight.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Now, usually, Craig, one of the best baits that, you know, the best luck I have with trout is usually on a float rig with live shrimp.
Very nice.
Okay, I usually do really good with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then Joe and me both have had very good success with the greeny. That's pretty
unfair lure.
Unfair lures, greenies. Okay, on that, and so if you're going out during this time of year, you or Eddie, and y'all are using artificials. I know Eddie uses a lot of mirror lure type.
Right.
The Miradine still, does he still use that a lot?
Yeah, he does. I use a lot of mirror lure.
Okay.
I've been catching a lot of my trout lately on a Catch 2000.
Catch 2000?
Which is a shallow running lure that mirror lure makes.
Yeah.
Now, the tournament is live or artificial,
right,
correct?
Live or artificial.
Okay. The if you're using plastic, what have you been using?
Depends where I'm at. I use the Gulp curly tails a lot.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I use bass worms a lot.
I'm sorry?
Bass worms.
Bass worms, okay.
I use bass worms a lot, and I use the mirror lure provoker, which is like got a pointy tail on it.
Yeah.
It's like a worm. Don't really use much else other than those three as far as plastics go.
How do you work the one with the pointy tail? I keep looking at it, and the swirly tail is much more attractive to me. So how do you?
You would think, but I've caught more big trout on that provoker. And on the curly tails.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I've never tried to provoke
her. How do you work it?
But
I just do little
twitches.
Little twitches.
Nobody can see our hands.
I was going to say a double twitch.
Y'all see that? A
little wrist action going on there.
But sometimes if you just pick it up and let it fall, that works best.
That was strictly from the enforcer. Yeah.
I guess I really haven't given it much time because I look at it and think this thing can't move nearly as nice as
the curly
a curly tail.
I love the curly tails.
Yeah.
The only thing, it's weird.
I got to give it some time.
Let me tell you, Eddie uses a lot of stuff like that doesn't have a tail.
Well, let me tell you why I think.
I see him kill it.
Then I want to try that is because how many times does that curly tail get bitten off and that hook still in that plastic coming to you?
And I've never seen a mud minnow with a big old fancy curly tail now that I think
about it.
Okay. Now you got that little pointed tail where the fish can bite over it or maybe concentrate more on the body where the hook's at instead of concentrating
on
that
curly tail.
That
all makes sense. I'm just thinking there's no action.
There is no action. And the only paddle tail I ever use is the down south. It's got a little teeny paddle tail, but that's the only paddle tail I've even used now. I don't carry any other paddle tails.
Then that you brought that up, and a lot of people getting a lot on social media.
Yeah.
People just love that down south.
Yeah, they work good. Then another thing I use is you had given me some purple curly tails.
Right.
And I've used those. Because purple doesn't always work, but sometimes it does. And if it does, then you can catch a bucket full of trout on them. And then one day I was out, I think it was Fort George, and that was all they would eat. Purple curly tail.
Now, see, I have my own brand of curly tails, and I really love the root beer color one.
Yeah.
Root beer. If I had one to choose from, I would pick a gold spoon and a root beer tail.
But I've got the little small straight ones that have a very small paddle tail.
Right.
And I don't know if that's what I gave you or not.
You gave me something that was purple in it.
And
it's funny with purple on offshore. Purple and black is one of the go-tos if Wahoo aren't cooperating.
Really?
Purple and black. I love purple and black.
If you go to Louisiana, they use purple a lot there on their baits.
Well, the people that come in the store, you're exactly right. That purple and black.
Or American Express, blue and white. Either purple and black or blue and white. Two opposite extremes.
And people will buy a lot of maybe other colors, but they always seem to go pick up that one purple and black and say, this is my go-to if nothing else works. If nothing else works, this is what we use.
Weird. And then there's the school of thought that all those pretty colors are for us. The fish don't really care.
There is that thought.
Yeah, we've gotten into that so many times on so many different shows.
I can see that, but I fish a lot of shallow water where you can still you can still see the colors.
To me, chartreuse is the go-to inshore color here. I cannot tell
for
you why.
For that's all I love chartreuse.
It just seems like, and I went on the pier, everything I used out there was chartreuse colors. And I don't know. I don't know if our muddy water makes that chartreuse stand out.
It could be. For trout, I think for trout it makes a difference. I don't know about redfish.
I don't think it makes a difference. But trout, I think you're 100% right. I think presentation, like you're talking about, Brenda, is so important with trout. Because, I don't know, first of all, they don't bottom fish like a red does.
He's just rooting around.
Uh-huh. A trout actually is looking around for action and movement more so than a red is.
Yep.
That goes back to one of our first shows me and Joe had. I asked him, what's the difference between an inferior and superior fish? And
I answered him correctly, and it flipped him right out.
You guessed right.
No. That was an experience. Yeah, it was a guess.
An experienced guest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Anyway. Educated guest.
Yeah, that's educated what I meant guess. To say. Educated, yeah.
There you go.
Because I'm not too edumacated.
Edumacated?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're new to the show, a inferior fish is one that looks, his eyes are slanted down, and a superior fish, the eyes are slanted up, and then you have the trout that look straight ahead. Thing.
But,
so what
days,
is he called?
I've been to some tournaments where I couldn't catch a trout, and the only way I could catch a trout was to work a plastic jig very, very slow on the bottom. Very slow, yeah. I mean,
in cold water?
In any water. I know at the IFA, I came in second last year, that's how I caught all my trout, was working a soft plastic very slow on the bottom. Very, very slow.
Very dark.
Yeah, it's really weird.
That's usually a way to catch the redfish, mostly. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's interesting.
Maybe I caught an inferior trout.
It could have.
Could be.
Could have.
With a superior complexion.
Won me $1,500, so I wouldn't complain.
We don't care what he was.
If he was inferior or superior. Yeah, darn. Okay, now, what's the size hook that most of the guys should be looking at for that trout? What's one of the better sizes? If they're,
If I use a float rig, I use a 3/0 hook.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. 3/0. All right.
Is that too big?
Well,
but
if it works.
Well, so why do you use that, and why do you say, "Are you serious"? What is the thought process here?
I use the biggest hook that I use is a Eagle Claw. Let's talk Eagle Claw so we're on the same size.
Right.
I like a number
two-aught circles. That's my hook to go to.
I very rarely use bait for trout.
I do use live shrimp.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just don't hardly ever use bait.
Even on a float rig?
No.
Or you don't use?
I usually use artificial for trout. Topwater, Catch 2000, LM30 Premier Lure, that's their diving plug.
Mm-hmm.
I've always caught better trout on artificial.
And I think you're probably exactly right. Yeah.
But now I say that, but, here comes Larry Finch with a bucket of
shrimp.
a big trout that he caught on live shrimp on a float rig because he's really, really good at it.
So you didn't in the day used to fish off the bridges with the old trout rig, just slinging over the side with your big, what was that, like an 8-inch
trout float? When I was a teenager fishing with my dad, we had the big cork float.
Right.
Yeah, out in the coastal waterway.
Mm-hmm.
But see, Larry Finch is old like I am, and then that's old guys.
When they built the JTB bridge, that messed up all my trout holes out there.
Is that right?
It has some good ones out there around that where that bridge is. Yeah.
And
there's a nice one on that Nassau Sound Bridge on the south side of it before the island.
Right.
If you float them down, out with the tide, right along that cut.
That's cool. Off the sand beach.
Are you talking on the north side or the south side of the cut?
On the south side of the cut.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, well, on the north side, there's that little bit of a. I think I like the north side better.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I know where you're at. All right.
Kayakers like the south side better.
Hmm.
Kayakers like to fish the south side of it. It's a lot easier.
Well,
to
I think
to
sometimes
it.
When you're on the bridge, and it's been a lot of years since I've been out there, but if you don't get out there and get a spot, you. And the spots are taken first, maybe on that that sandbank side. So maybe I've fished the other side more by default.
Right. I go up there and fish sheephead a lot.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I think majority of people, though, when they fish there, they always cross the bridge and park and then come, you know, and fish. So it'd be the north end of the bridge. Yeah.
I went up there and dragged my kayak through that sand one time.
Don't tell me about it, huh? No.
I think I'd ever get down to the water.
I never made it through from the parking lot to the beach because that one piece of soft sand you had to go through.
That
got me, buddy.
It is soft.
Yeah.
If you had a four-wheel drive, it'd be a lot easier.
Well, I had four wheels, but only two in the back turn.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
So that's what, two by four?
That would be a big problem.
That is some super soft sand out there.
It is. But in a kayak, if you can get it, make it to all these docks on the north side, you can get some good fish out there.
Mm-hmm.
Flounder, sheephead, whatever.
I've
fish,
only been out in Simpson Creek that way with Catherine that one day. Yeah.
I've been real good at the mouth of Simpson's Creek in a kayak a couple times.
Yep. Simpson's Creek.
That's a long, long paddle.
Do you know there's oysters on the bottom of that creek?
Yes. Are there?
Yeah.
Yeah, he turned over.
That's where I flipped mine.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There's a gator in that creek.
There's some bull sharks in there,
too. Oh, I wasn't
out
there with Catherine. I was out there with Harriet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was with Harriet when I flipped. Thank goodness she and Eric was out there, too, buddy, because Eric had the boat with him that day.
But. Yeah, I've never flipped a kayak, ever.
Really?
Never.
Yeah.
Who are you fishing with next time you go out?
But the bull sharks are out there. I have had one actually come about 4 to 5 feet. On my left side, just cruise right past me as I'm coming in off of Fort George going into Simpsons.
We were way
and
back
there he comes,
in the creek.
Just cruising right on by.
Harriet was up in a creek, and she fishes with her feet dangling down off the side of the kayak sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'll never do that.
She felt something go by, and she didn't think much of it. And then I was out at the mouth of the creek, and I saw an alligator about 10 foot from my kayak, and I'm sitting by myself in my kayak with my jaw sitting on the floor.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I got back up with Harriet, I said, man, I just saw an alligator. She says, you know, something just came by my foot. She had her feet down there in the water.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I know if I fish normally in a kayak, I carry an anchor with a rope.
Mm-hmm.
If I fish guano with all those gators, I carry a fish stick.
Do you?
Yeah. Stakeout pole.
I wondered about out there. I'm like curious. I want to go out there, but a little bit nervous.
I never had a problem with an alligator. I've had them take my bait before. You know, throwing like chunks of crab out or something.
Yeah, they're just a little too comfortable with people out there.
They'll come close, but they've never bothered me. But I don't leave my fish.
Best time of the season for guano, Craig, in a kayak. Yeah. Best time.
For me, it's the spring.
Spring?
Yeah.
Cousin Jeff.
Cousin Jeff's on line one.
Yeah, I heard all this talk about sharks and gators.
Yeah, it's a dangerous show.
I was out at Nassau Sound, dragging some flounder on my kayak, and had a big old bull shark just bump the back of my kayak. those flounder came up into the kayak.
Well, hang on, Jeff.
Hang on, buddy. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back and get you.
All right.
I guess you already have the number because you called the show, so I'm not going to give it to you, but I'm going to give it to everybody else. It's 904-296-2692, Gone Fishing Radio Show in Jacksonville, Florida, on Sunny 102.3 FM. GoneFishingShow.com is the website. Y'all stand by. We're going to return shortly. We'll get on here with Cousin Jeff.
for the finest soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com.
When it comes to those pesky bugs, leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the Masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
If you're a serious angler, you want to increase your casting distance and accuracy. You want to limit wind knots and bird nests. You want the new Wave Series rods from T. Allen Rods.
T. Allen Rod.
It's the first production rod in the world featuring a 100% carbon fiber rod mated with the Microwave Guide system. It's a revolutionary rod for serious anglers. The new Wave Series from T. Allen Rods. Built in America and available now at tallenrods.com. T. Allen Rods, the finest rods on earth.
Save a nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the Fat Cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to jacksbargaincabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
All right, Cousin Jeff, you're back.
I'm back.
Cousin Jeff. What's up?
This is enough to pump some gas.
Where you at?
Plenty of time. I'm over off the University Boulevard right now.
He's at the donut shop. I knew he'd be there.
What are you catching today?
I'm not catching anything.
Tell us about.
Well, maybe I get some squirrels later.
Nah. Tell us about your tournament you fished Saturday.
horrible. I'll tell you what. That
I thought
was,
you won
that
first
was
place.
Tough fight. I won the bragging rights tournament for Heroes on the Water again.
Again.
Congratulations.
Again, yeah.
So you had a good bite.
I'm the number one how guide. So, yeah, it was a great bite. Caught a 15.5-inch trout.
Oh, very nice. That's sweet.
Nobody else caught anything.
Where was it at? Well,
Here in Jacksonville.
Rick was saying that the bite was good for some people and bad for others. Saturday.
Well, I know the offshore clubs tournament, the river tournament, was the same day, and everybody there had a horrible day. Also, they caught what I think the winning fish was 3.5-pound redfish. Is that right, Trina?
Sounds good.
Yes. Trina says yes. Yeah. Trina says, everything you say is true, Jeff.
Right.
Yeah, right.
I don't argue with a man that dyes his beard for the tournament. That's just, I can't. I'm just,
right.
That's awesome. That's awesome. In fact, I think I put you on the website, Jeff.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Did you see it?
No, Trina, I'm just trying to let you get out of this conversation. Try to help you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Cousin Jeff does his beard in gray and white like a sheep head.
Yeah.
It's so awesome. Year. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Or black and white.
Yeah, something to do, you know.
Yeah, sheephead Jeff.
Nobody else does it, so.
No, you're first.
Hopefully this year I'll be able to stick me a pig and be able to take home that boat and trailer.
If you get first, I don't mind getting second, Jeff.
Hey, I'm the same way with you, Cousin Craig.
All right.
That's why last year I felt so good when I had that
Kumbaya,
one.
6.88.
I got up there, and I see Craig about 10 people in front of me. I said, I went and looked at his, and then I don't even think I said a word. I just sort of dropped my head.
I think you said, your fish is bigger. Or something like that. Or you said yours is bigger.
Everybody weigh a fish, though. There's so many opportunities to win a prize. Right. Weigh your fish.
Weigh your fish.
I feel like I'm watching an Old Yeller movie.
Right?
Oh, good Lord. I had a good year on sheephead. I got like 3 firsts and a second last year in tournaments.
No way.
On sheephead, yeah. 3 firsts and a second.
So, yeah, sheephead paid Craig a lot of money last year.
Yep. And I ate every one of those fish when I got home.
Sheephead from a kayak is, I fished the Down Under Bridge up there in Amelia, Fernandina.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little bit different bite than a redfish in a kayak.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
It caught me off guard a little
strong
bit.
Strong fish, isn't it?
Yeah,
I wish we had a little more time in this show today because, again, I'm a horrible sheephead fisherman in a boat or a kayak, and I just would like to talk more and more about.
Mm-hmm. We can go to 3 hours if you want.
You going to pay for it?
We'll pay for it.
Okay. Right.
Well, don't forget, Captain Vic's got a seminar coming up on February 27th at 57 Heaven out there in Orange Park.
Now, I thought y'all were selling tickets and then y'all had sold out.
Well, it's not selling tickets. It's just registering, basically. But there was about 50 slots when they were doing it at the Watson Realty office. That sold out within seconds of announcing it. Maybe not seconds, but you know what I mean.
Right.
And then he moved the venue to 57 Heaven out there in Orange Park and opened up another 100 tickets. I don't know currently how many of those are left. But it's free. It's just to make sure we can, you know, monitor or have some control over how many people is going to be there. And
have seats for people.
Have seats for people, yeah. Plan. Mm-hmm. Heaven forbid this town allows us to plan for something.
Let me tell y'all. Captain Vic might be a horrible sheephead tournament fisherman, but he has got to be the best sheephead fisherman in this city. And if anybody, it's just one day of the year he don't have a good day.
Yeah,
he helps his daughter have a good day.
That day could be this year.
Yeah. It could be.
Never know.
You never can tell. Yeah. So,
and I guarantee everybody in this room in this town would be happy for him.
Yep. Yeah.
It was a good show today, guys.
Thank you,
sir. Enjoyed listening.
And we will see you next week.
Let me know.
Yeah, we can go 3 hours, Rick. All we need is, five more sponsors?
And then I think next Thursday's the club meeting for the offshore club.
Yes, sir. And it's also the blood drive. Next Thursday is the offshore club meeting, and we're having our February blood drive.
All right, then, Trina, you got to stand
behind me. Everybody bring some blood with you.
Bring some blood.
No, Trina's got to stand behind me. Because when they bring out the needle,
you're going to faint.
Boom, I'm gone.
They put you in a nice, cushy chair.
Trina will catch you.
All right, y'all have a good weekend.
All right,
thanks,
buddy.
Jeff. You too.
All right, bye.
Yeah. Well, guys, this has been a great show, and I thank y'all very much for
it.
The 2 hours now. I can't believe we used to do this 1 hour when we first started.
Yeah, it was quick.
And, that was quick. But again, Trina, your registration now is online, or most of all the bait and tackle stores have applications inside of them. West Marines, I'm imagining, would have them. Strike Zone. All your major places that you go buy your fishing.
Like I said, though, if you register online, it really helps us on the organization side to already have everything on the spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. Like clockwork, we've got a line around that building the night of the captain's meeting.
Yeah.
So avoid that. Get registered early. And
it was so nice last year that we could walk up and just pick up our packages.
Yeah, walk up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was great.
And my registration for the trout tournament is on Eventbrite.
I'm sorry?
Eventbrite.
Yeah, I saw that last.
So just go to eventbrite.com, type in Jacksonville Premier.
And I just shared it and tagged everybody in this room in it on Facebook. So if you're listening to the show and you know anybody that's in this room, you should be able to see that.
Okay.
I know you, and I know you, and I know you.
Yeah, I know all y'all.
But you have to be where you can find these things on Facebook, Joe.
Oh.
Joe's in trouble there.
Back to my neurologist. Hey, doggies.
Trina, anything else that we've missed that you really want to hit on real quick?
We have real quick. The president signed an act signed a thing in December, I want to say 29th or something, that's really maybe going to open things up for offshore recreational fishing. It's the brightest thing we've seen in our fishing future in a while.
The Modern Fish Act,
yeah. So anxious to see what comes of that.
Real quick, people, the Modern Fish Act is going to be working on the Magnuson-Stevenson Act and making things a lot more sensible, how they're going to be judging the count of the fish.
Right.
And that's the main thing going. Craig, anything you want to hit real quick?
No, just tournaments coming up in February. We have the IFA here in Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's been moved because of Daytona race.
Yeah. It's going to be boats for IFA are going to be on the 16th and kayaks on the 17th.
Thank you. All right, Craig writes all the articles about all the tournaments, so if you have a tournament, get in touch with Craig. He'll get it in the Fishing Connection for you.
Yep. Please be careful out there tomorrow. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see everybody on the Gone Fishing Show next week. Good day.
WSOL HD2 Brunswick, W272CQ Jacksonville, Sunny 102.3, Jacksonville's greatest hits.
Touches.